Hello and welcome to the Rufus Project mini podcast, the podcast where we usually let you know about the geek and pop culture stuff that is catching our attention at the time. My name is Trevor Holland, and you will also be hearing from my good friend, co-host, and the ambassador of cult films, according to the director John Waters, Christian Fletcher. Now, you may have noticed that I said we'd normally talk about geek and pop culture stuff. However, this time around, we've got a very special episode. I sat down with the cast and crew of B-Movies Live to find out a bit more about who is bringing Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster to life in front of a live audience for the Brisbane Anywhere Festival, and we share some of our favourite cult and B-movie experiences and memories. Of course, Christian will also let you know about his upcoming events, and we'll let you know more about our next Redeeming Features cast. In the meantime, though, sit back, relax, and enjoy this chat with the cast and crew of B-Movies Live, Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster. I am super duper excited. The Rufus Project is on location. I'm here with the cast and the crew of B-Movies Live, Frankenstein Meets a Space Monster. Frankenstein. I can edit this bit out. Ha ha! B-Movies Live, Frankenstein Meets a Space Monster, coming to the Brisbane Anywhere Festival in May. So I thought we'd just have a little introduction with the cast and the crew. Find out who they are and what their favourite B-movie or cult movie moments are. So starting with the cast, I'll start with probably the least impressive. Hi, I'm Trevor Holland. I play Professor Nadir, the evil Martian scientist. Something about me that's quite recent is I recently became ordained as a minister in the Church of the Latter-day Dude. The Dude Abides. And one of my favourite B-movie moments actually comes from the 80s remake of The Blob, where after all the initial setup and finding out where it came from, they recreate the scene where the blob comes through the cinema screen really effectively and really well, and that's how they reveal the blob to the entire town. I thought as a remake and as a tribute to an original, that really stood out. Anyway, that's enough of me. I'm going to pass you on to the next person.
Hi, my name's Dylan. I'm playing the role of Frankenstein. An interesting fact about myself is that I have three nipples. And yeah, my favorite B-movie moment is I actually still haven't thought about this yet.
Cult movie's okay!
Cult movie's okay, or a cult movie. I didn't think about that either. Well, I always laughed when, it probably wasn't meant to laugh, but I always found great amusement in The Neverending Story where Artex dies in the Swamp of Sadness. I guess I'll pass on to the next person. There we go.
Good evening, listeners. I'm Trevor McMillan. I play General Bowers. Aside from acting, I also wrangle bugs and spiders for films and documentaries and that kind of thing. Which is always good fun. And my favourite cult movie of all time would have to be the Coen Brothers film Barton Fink. I first saw that in my final year of high school, just went after it came out, and it totally blew me away. I was able to see that, you know, movies don't have to be Hollywood type stories. They can be original and they can be as freaky as they want to. What else? I've seen a lot of B-movies in my time. I remember when I was at uni, we had this really crazy lecturer called Donald. He was brilliant. And one day it was just me and him just sitting there talking, and he'd asked me if I'd seen a whole lot of movies, like a whole lot of cult films and B-movies, and I said, oh no, I haven't got around to watching them yet. Anyway, and then the conversation kept going, and he's telling me, and I ended up telling him about this place called Trash Video in the Valley, which was at the Valley that time. And it was the first time he'd heard about this place, and straight away he said to me, all right, come on, let's go. So we went into his car and we drove real dangerously, because I think he'd had a few. So we drove all the way to Trash Video, and And he came up to me with this big stack of VHS cassettes. And he said to me, right, I don't want to see you again until you've seen all of these movies. And I did just that. I went home and watched them all. And yeah, life-changing experience. So yeah, that's all from me for now. So over to you, Willem.
Hello, what am I meant to say again? My voice is weird.
You might just realize that now.
Kidding.
Sorry.
What are the questions again?
So introduce yourself. A fun, interesting, or completely passive fact about yourself.
And then cult movies.
And then...
I'm Willem Whitfield, and I'm playing Dr. Adam Steele, the guy who is trying to stop all the bikini babes getting stolen from Earth, because, you know, I think everyone knows why. An interesting fact about myself is that I'm, like, really, really interested in lockpicking at the moment. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it at all, but I like looking up YouTube videos and watching locks get picked, because there are some really weird locks out there, and it's just so interesting that they can be opened with sticks. My favorite cult movie would be Dracula AD 1972, made in 1971, starring Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing for the Hammer Film Company. And it was late in the whole Hammer horror period. And they were really, really struggling for ideas. And at this time, Christopher Lee was already halfway out the door in American films. And Peter Cushing was getting a bit older and he didn't really want to do action scenes anymore. And they made this film about Dracula being resurrected in 1972. And actually the main villain is a teenager called Johnny Alucard, which is Dracula backwards. And it sort of seems like a bunch of, like, hippies kind of disco dancing, and then, like, Christopher Lee jumps in and bites the neck. And Peter Cushing just walks in the last 5 minutes and kills him again. However, it's actually a really, 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 really enjoyable film. They get all of the points that you need to make one of those fantastic Dracula films in there. And it's really, really well filmed. And you actually get kind of invested in the young hippie teenagers' lives and how their friends are turning into vampires. And the resurrection scene where they bring back Christopher Lee is probably the best shot resurrection scene I've seen in any film ever. They do it inside this old blackened church that's been charred by a fire, and they play this, like, you know, really, really creepy electro music, and they pour the blood of a virgin over some statue, and then Christopher Lee just kind of rises, and they're all on LSD and tripping, and everything goes multicolored. And yeah, it's just one of the best I've ever seen, and always going to be my favorite. And that's it. Also, I went to Trash Video, and they were just amazing.
Hello, everyone. My name's Cecile Blackmore. I play Dr. Karen Grant, I think her name is. And you're hearing me talk now in this podcast probably more than she actually talks in the entire film. She does a lot of screaming, a lot of swooning. I think we've rewritten her to be sort of slightly a little bit more sassy and sexually repressed. But she's ultimately a mute. In my spare time, I am a snarky theatre critic and an enthusiastic rat lady. And my favorite cult/B-movie would be, well, one that's had a bit of an impact on me would be Repo: The Genetic Opera, which is a more recent film from the 2000s, which is trying very, very hard to be a B-movie. It takes a lot of its cues from Rocky Horror. It's set in a future, and you can basically, people rent out their organs to the government and then they're brutally robbed from them. And it's got a weird sort of B-grade celebrity cast as well, one of which is Paris Hilton. And there's this beautiful scene where she's just invested herself far too much in plastic surgery, and she's dressed as Marie Antoinette, and her face just drips off onto the stage, and she carries it actually really, really well. And yeah, that's probably one of my favorite times in cinema.
Hello, my name's Kylie Stevenson. I'm playing Princess Mazukan, who's also known as Marilyn. She's a real ice princess, I think. She is the alien princess from Mars who's coming to Earth to capture the Earth women to start a new breeding. I can really empathize with this kind of thing in real life. I've often been called a nice princess, especially going out clubbing. I've actually had a guy say to me, "Ooh, give me the death look." So I did. And then he said, "Oh, I think my dick just broke off." So, yeah. But I'm really nice when you get to know me. I think I have more of a cult movie that really made an impression on me as I grew up called, I don't know, it'll show my age, but Empire Records. And it's about this record shop that was trying to be bought out by the corporate, and a bunch of teenagers who had their own difficulties in life all worked in this music shop, and they all banded together to try and save the record shop. But I think my favorite part in there is this guy called Mark, who spells it with a C because it gives it a psychedelic twist. And he gets high on sugar brownies and goes into these like psychedelic trips of B movies on the screen, and yeah, he's my favorite character. Well, that's me.
Hi, I'm Christian Fletcher, and I'm probably the reason for all these people assembled here tonight, and I do apologize to all of those people that have been roped into this to have to do Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster. Now, I'm actually known in Brisbane as the cult film guru. I've recently been dubbed by director John Waters as an ambassador of cult films, so I could pretty much die today, and I've achieved my life's work. I have, you know, many favorite cult films, but in terms of, like, Rocky Horror Picture Show has been a big movie for me in terms of, you know, it pretty much kickstarted my career with the events that I do. And about 2004, 2005, I stumbled on a movie by Russ Meyer called Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. And I finally worked out, oh my God, someone's made a movie for me. I'm a really impatient person. So I love the fact that it's edited so fast that you just can't, like, control yourself. You don't know where to look. I'm so obsessed with the 70s. I like to give people the image that I wear flares and platforms all the time. I don't actually. Only because I don't want people abusing me in the street. But I'm one of those people that, like, hey, I want to live at least until the 2000s and 70s so I can say that I lived through the 70s in some way. I'm so obsessed that I don't believe heaven exists. I believe when I die, I will go to the 70s and I will just live there for the rest of my life. I want to be buried with one of my Kate Bush albums and the Rocky Horror Picture Show a DVD. I've already put this in my will. Hopefully wearing flares and platforms at the same time too. So I, in terms of B-movies, I'm quite obsessed with 60s beach monster musicals. Now, this is quite an obscure genre, and I suppose in many ways there's elements of that in Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster. There's a couple of scenes on the beach with bikini babes being kidnapped, and I'm really obsessed with the whole idea of bringing kind of what we've seen with Annette and Frankie, the sort of beach party movies, and bringing the horror element, you know, them all doing the twist on the beach while someone in a really daggy costume looks like someone wearing a hot dog suit or whatever jumps out of the water and drags them in as they scream, and fake tomato sauce is thrown everywhere. I love movies like that. But I definitely, as I said, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls is a big one for me. And but yeah, I definitely think I would rather watch a film that's a B movie or one of these what people dub a dodgy movie from the 60s rather than watching Star Wars or one of these newer sort of films. Because to me, I think there's some innocence about B movies because they were trying so hard with very limited special effects to achieve the goal they wanted. And I think definitely with this show, this is us kind of showing out warts and all and probably giving a little bit of a secret to behind the scenes of how these guys would have put something like this together. And, you know, very much from the Ed Wood school of filmmaking. So definitely I found the 60s was interesting because you're kind of getting past the whole giant bug movies and all that from the 50s, and by the 60s they were kind of like, it was kind of wearing thin. And like Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster, 1965, let's just say I don't think it was successful as, you know, one of the biggest films of the year was The Sound of Music. So, you know, we're totally in a different league there. So this was kind of coming at the cusp before the sort of hippie psychedelic period came in the late 60s. But just to reiterate what Willem said earlier, which Dracula from AD 1972. Yeah, I wish I existed in that movie. So yeah, and I've decided that if I haven't made it by the time I'm 50 or 60, I'm just going to be a hippie. Cool.
Wow, thank you everybody. That was absolutely awesome. Of course, if you want to come along and see B-Movies Live, Frankenstein vs. Space Monster, at the Brisbane Anywhere Festival, the Padre Bar, keep listening. We're going to have all the details at the end of the podcast about where you can get tickets and when it's happening.
There's always so many great events coming up. We're really excited this weekend to have the John Waters 70th Birthday Movie Fest, which is taking place at Fox Hotel South Brisbane and New Farm Cinemas. There's way too much to include here now, but we do have screenings of Hairspray, Pink Flamingos and Polyester, which is screening in Scratch and Sniff. So I definitely recommend jumping onto my website, which I will mention at the end, for full details about that. Coming up on the 29th of April, we launch Prison Movie Nights at Boggo Road Jail. We're kicking off with the 1963 Steve McQueen classic The Great Escape and continuing on at the end of May and June with such films as Brubaker, Miller's Crossing and the classic Shawshank Redemption. Tickets are on sale for that at boggoroadjail.com. The next night we have the 90s music video party. There seems to be a real wave of 90s music events. We're excited to be able to put 3 hours of your favourite 90s music videos on the big screen from 8:30 p.m. at New Globe Theatre. Tickets are on sale for that, $12, and you can bring one friend for free. You've heard mention of B-Movies Live, where we bring to life a 60s classic B-grade movie. Listen for some more information through the podcast, but information can be found and bookings can be made at anywherefest.com under B-Movies Live. We're bringing to life Frankenstein meets the Space Monster. Always many great events coming up. For full details, visit www.christianfletcher.com or visit my Facebook page, which is Christian Fletcher Event. And you'll make sure you don't miss out on hearing about anything. I look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together. Now, we've talked about B-Movies Live quite a bit. I'm going to give you a bit more information about where to go to get those tickets and find out more. If you head to anywherefest.com, or one word, and search for B-Movies Live, you'll go straight to our booking page so you can get your tickets for the festival performance. And please do get in early because this one is going to sell fast. You can also find B-Movies Live at Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster through Facebook for the event page and obviously click through from there. Now, if you have any comments, requests, suggestions, feedback, whatever, please let us know. You can get in touch with us at therufusproject@gmail.com. You can head to our homepage, rufusproject.com, and leave a comment below this very episode. You can easily find The Rufus Project on Twitter and Facebook. We make it super easy for you to get in touch with us. You may even want to leave us some comments about our next Redeeming Features cast. If you've got any redeeming features for the 2002 movie Resident Evil, that's what we're talking about next week. Here's a little taste of what we've subjected ourselves to.
Deep underground, in a top secret research lab, security has been breached. A deadly virus, capable of contaminating the entire world, has been released by Umbrella Corporation.
Oh my god.
We have to get out of this building!
Who's that? It's the brakes!
Okay, we're here to help. Now, an elite team has been sent in to stop it.
5 hours ago, Red Queen went homicidal.
Who's the Red Queen?
State-of-the-art artificial intelligence.
The corporation's keeping a few secrets down here. Something you're not supposed to see.
But they have only 3 hours left before it begins infecting and mutating the whole human race.
Ooh, very dramatic. But is it redeemable? I guess you're just gonna have to wait till next week to find out. And finally, if we haven't talked about it enough, there's one more aspect of B-Movies Live that I need to mention because it does affect this very podcast. Because that show is going to make May a very busy month for Christian and myself, we are actually going to take a mid-season break of the Roofers Project. But we're not going to sit back and relax. No, no, no. We're going to make sure that B-Movies Live is one awesome experience that you should totally come see. Now, finally, the moral of this podcast is, if you want a good time, come see B-Movies Live, Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster. Haha, I bet you didn't see that one coming. Okay, you saw that one coming, I admit it. See you next time. Thank you.